Welcome to the Timely Beaver. August 15, 2005. Today we are whitewater rafting, that hoser band from Eugene, and so much more.
Hey everyone, as the Max comes by, can you hear it? Well, I hope you got to hear that. I get to hear that every day. It's not that bad when you think about it on the grand scheme of things. Yeah, this weekend was awesome. I got to tell everyone about this last weekend. Went out camping down on the Mackenzie. And we found this, Sam found this awesome place. You all remember Samara. Slim Bob Jim or whatever that little strip was, you know. Get me some chicken, my limp dictator. Yeah, Samara. You all remember her. She found this awesome place out on the river. Couldn't have been picked a better spot. Right on a river, we got to watch the meteor shower and Tripids or something like that. Anyway, somebody can write me and let me know. Awesome camping. 8 of us were there. Awesome campsite, big area to ourselves. I think it was run by the people who do Hoodoo Ski Lodge out about an hour east of Eugene, Oregon. Totally awesome. Couldn't have asked for a better spot. And we spent our weekend whitewater rafting. That's right, folks. It's going down. There was a class 4 and several class 3s down the Mackenzie. Most of it was spent just goofing off up and down the up and down in the boat, just, you know, having a good time pushing each other on and off the boat, that type of thing. And yeah, but overall it was just an awesome vacation from the normal mundane, as I'd like to call it. What else happened? Went surfing. That was about a 7-hour trip. Chris came up from California. Chris, Guar, Kimbro, whatever you want to call him. He came up and he's probably listening. Hey, Chris. Can everyone give a shout out to Chris? Oh, Chris! So Chris came up. Total Chris fashion. No offense. There was other circumstances involved. But last minute run. And we were down on the water Saturday. We got down there at about 10:30, 11 o'clock. We were even running late ourselves. We were supposed to be down there at 10. And we were going to launch boat. Now, this means launch, go. We're done. We're out. We're on the water. No Chris. It's like 12:45. And they were still all up in Portland. And he and Dan started leaving about 8:30, I guess. And it's about a 4-hour trip. And we're like, oh, man, are they going to make it? Oh, are we going to have to go? Without him, even though we were all doing this for Chris's birthday, even though we all love Chris, and it's just like, we can't go without him, man. We're all here for him. And, well, thank goodness Chris made it. And under the skin of the gun, he and Dan showed up, which is lucky. Emily brought them over after they came over from the campsite, and we all were able to go for a day of drinking beer, floating down the river, and hitting some good rapids. So Trevor, Kate, Carl, and I had one little boat, which we manned marginally well. And then everyone else was on another bigger 8-man boat, and they had a lot of fun. So, yeah, all in all, I guess you know, if you've ever been whitewater rafting, you know the routine, you know, just drinking, smoking, having a good time, pushing each other into the water. We stopped off at a couple places where people could jump in off gigantic 15-foot ledges into the river, and it was kick-ass. So you had to be there if you've been whitewater rafting, you know it. So I think we're going to try to hit up at a later date, maybe next year or something, the Rogue River in southern Oregon, or possibly the Deschutes out in Bend. One of those. They should be a little bit more exciting than the Mackenzie, but the Mackenzie was a lot of fun, a lot of good time, a lot of time spent in the water, jumping and pushing each other off our boats. Yes, Emily? Well, Love, Sex, and Videotape. Is that your book? The Karma Sutra. You can't get rid of that. I don't think I could do without, thank you. We're cleaning out our books as we speak. Our bookshelves are all full, so we need to vacate some room and make room for the next round of books and into our household. Here comes Max. I hope you all like Sushi Sue. I took the Max over there and had some grub. That was not fake. I was talking to somebody who called me earlier tonight and they thought, oh man, that was fake. No, it wasn't fake. I was actually going incognito, looking like an FBI spy while eating sushi. Now on to, let's get the music going. You've all listened to me rant and rave enough here. Music time. So today what I'm going to play for music, I'm going to, one of two parts, I guess. So this is part one. Flashback to 2 years ago when I was lived in Eugene, Oregon. And yes, for those of you who know, I did jump the fence and go to Eugene, even though I did graduate from Oregon State University, but I would never touch the University of Oregon Ducks. I just wanted to hang out, immerse myself in the city that was twice as big, you know, those types of things. So back to the story. I was in this punk rock band when I lived there, and I'm not sure exactly what to call it, but it wasn't my band. I just played bass and sang backup. But here are some early recordings that we did there. I'm going to nickname us the Poser Band, because that's what we kind of call ourselves. We never played a gig. We tried to. Couldn't keep a drummer. We were kind of couldn't keep a drummer, couldn't hold a note, couldn't carry a tune. But it was fun. It was this, the guitarist, lead singer, he had an awesome voice. It was a little high, but man, he was on key. He was in the priesthood, or he was studying to be a priest, but he dropped out. But then one of my early thoughts is, how do you drop out from being a priest? Maybe somebody could fill me in on that information, because it just seemed a little weird that I'm a priest. I didn't make it into the priesthood. I mean, what kind of IQ or, you know, SAT scores did you have, man? He was 29, so I'm guessing he's 31, 32 right now. But he wrote these songs, and I just played bass for him. I thought they could have used a little hint more life. I know he's not listening to us, but I thought they could have used a hint more life in it. But you can write me back and give me your feedback. But yeah, so I'll let you all start us off here. Let me take a look at which one we'll start with. And we'll have part two where I'll play a few more of the songs later on at a later date and time. But to start us off, here is the Poser Band playing. Oh man, I'm totally lost. Poser Band playing. Let's play. Well, I'll play Matters. This is me. Oh man, I can't even remember their names. Justin? Jason? Jason. Jason and the drummer guy from Eugene. 2 years old. 2 years last summer. Here is Matters.
I
Snizzle whizzles my water whizzle. Snizzle.
So yeah, there's the initial song that one of the, I think we had about a repertoire of about 12. Definitely not willing to play all of them for you. So sorry about that, but I think you all will be very thankful I won't play all of them for you. There is about four or five that were just, even when I listen to them, I'm like, ah, those are so blah. But that was one of the main problems. Creative differences. I mean, we listened and inputted well. I mean, it could have been something good, but yeah, we had the drummer issue, and that just really dragged on for multiple months, where then it just started to inhibit the band. But on to newer and better things. I have to actually do a speech now about the White Stripes, because man, the White Stripe concert was just awesome. If you ever want to see the White Stripes, definitely do it. They didn't even talk to the audience at all. I mean, they didn't engage us, but all they did was play their hits, play jams, just go off. And you could see the dynamic between Meg White and Jack White, or so their stage names are, but you could see the dynamic where they really read each other, where they could just improv and do something, and the other person would really pick it up and just play along with it. Besides Jack White, he kind of had a Michael Jackson feel on stage. And I'm not talking about the creepy Michael Jackson. I'm talking about the, you know, just like the shifting, the neck shift and the leg shift, and kind of dancing while playing but not dancing. It was amazing to watch him just jam. And you just see his head, you know, slipping in and out, kind of like somebody's head bopping, but you know, and just sliding his feet and shuffling around the stage. It was, and picking up other instruments while he's doing it. It was really cool. He even got out in the audience for a little while and jammed out with them. But everything on the stage, red, black, white, really cool scene, background scenery. Their props were awesome that they had, because they had certain light effects going, and parts of it were see-through and parts of it weren't, and parts of it were fluorescent, so the lights would like really vibrate off of it. And you know, what else is better than just kick-ass guitar rock and having a hot chick playing drums? And no offense, but man, Meg White, baby, any day you want to sit down and like take a ring from me, oh, so there. It's, yeah, Meg White, bomb. Bomba made Emily want to play drums after seeing Meg White out there on the stage. She came out in a big feather Napoleon hat. It was kick-ass. All I have to say is, if you haven't seen the White Stripes, or even a little bit of a fan, you definitely got to go out and see them. What else is coming up here? I think that does it. We saw a lot of concerts this last summer. Me and Mike, we Social Distortion, we saw Death Cab for Cutie, Built to Spill, Modest Mouse, oh, White Stripes were in there. Mike was supposed to go to White Stripes, but he was feeling under weather, so Emily took his ticket. Gosh, what else? Oh, there was just a whole bunch of concerts that we saw, which were just awesome this summer. Good summer for shows, and I can't wait for Built to Spill's new album, which is coming up. While I'm thinking of it, let me get into one more song here. Let me play for you Forgot Why by the Poser Band from Eugene. You say you shouldn't see you live on my Well, I just want to thank Jason and everyone. I know they're not listening, but, you know, it was a fun time. It was a good 6 months of my life playing with these guys. And Jason, I mean, he pulled out some songs which I don't have recorded and don't have any access to, but man, they were just awesome. There was one I remember on kind of our peaceful goodbye, I guess I'll call it, but it was just we played each other's songs and had a lot of fun. We were moshing each other. There was only like four of us around, and we were just having fun, just goofing off. But he pulled out this one song. It just floored me. And I was like, where did you come up with that? Again, this is a priest, you know, ex-priest. I guess he wouldn't like me referring to him as that. But it was just like, whoa, dude, that is just such a fucking kick-ass song. And I heard it, and the lyrics really touched me, and the music was just rocking. I mean, Joey Ramone would be rolling over in his grave just like, oh, thank you for feeding off of us. And they were a big social, he was a big Social Distortion fan, Jason was. And I wish I had that song, but you know, again, I didn't stick around. We just had a general parting of ways, and what can you say? It was fun for all of us for the time that we had. Oh, while I'm doing this, I'll give out ID props and other information which you all want to stay forward to here before I end the show with the final song from the Poser Band from Eugene, as I'm going to call us. Subscribe to the feed right now because you can find out how to do that at TommyBeaver.com. The other thing being, want to hear your comments and feedback, call us at 206-222-2328, that's BEAV. Also, email us at timelybeaver@gmail.com, and all that stuff can be found at timelybeaver.com itself. Hey, I want to hear from everyone, see what's going on. Otherwise, here's the last song for the night. I'm going to play you Punk Rock Show by the Poser Band. If you can come up with other names for Poser Band, I'd like to hear it, because I don't know what to call us, because we never had, I think we came up with a name towards the end, and we all thought it was kind of hokey, but it was really bad. I couldn't believe we came up with that, but if you got names for a Poser Band, just so I can call this something else in part two, when that will be, who knows, yeah. Let me know. All right. Well, I hope you all have a good week, and I'll talk to you soon. Remember, send your shit in. And this, again, is Punk Rock Show by the Poser Band.
I'm so drunk. All these rapids, they're gonna make me puke. Drinking rapids. Let's do it again, bruh.